So holding Bez Hashem Klal Ches Din Dalid, so the Chavetz Chaim says, Vida the Isis Ipul Lashon Hara Afil Al Amoritz. That the Isis of saying Lashon Hara, no Lashon Hara here. The Isis of Lashon Hara is even on an Amoritz. Ki Gam Hu, because even he, an Amoritz, is V'chlal Am Hashem, is included amongst the nation of Hashem. Shvitziv Oisav Shvitziyam Yimitzrayim that took him out of Eretz Mitzrayim. The Kol Shkenim Talmud Chacham Bavadi and Masapel Lashon Hara Olav Avinu Gadol Har Yosef. And surely, if a person speaks Lashon Hara about a Talmud Chacham, it's much worse. Yamru Chazal Kol Masapel Acham Itosay Shat Talmud Chacham Neifel Beganu. So it's serious to speak against. Shenem. Bekam Apam Imnichan Say Dezer Bechlam Bavazet Talmud Chacham. And sometimes when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he can be included in being Mevazeh Talmud Chacham Yedua, Goydalam Shalom Mevazeh Talmud Chacham. And it's known the seriousness of a person who's Mevazeh Talmud Chacham, Kedisa Bechelek, Nifsa Kim Biyardea Simon Reish Mevgil Sivva, Shehu Bechlal, Kidvar Shem Boza, Hikoris, Tikoris, HaNefeshahi. So therefore, if a person is Mevazeh Talmud Chacham, so he's included in the Chalila Kores of Hikoris, Tikoris, HaNefeshahi. Ah, Yetzahara maces l'odam. The Yetzahara persuades a person. Lo yishayach klil din mevazeh talmud chacham rak b'zman ha'gemara. Sheit ha'chacham b'yosef lo yilu shebizmaneinu. They say that no, there's no real talmud chacham today. Avol, he says, but the Chavetz Chaim says, Avol, abuto is gomer, and that's a real mistake. The whole talmud chacham hu lefi hador. Talmud chacham is measured by the generation. He's somebody who can be Mora Halacha and he's Yogea Bateira. And if a person embarrasses him, even, not embarrasses him, embarrasses him, degrades him, in Simon Shemeshim Gimel, Simon Shin Lamadal. The kol shkeinim atal chacham azeh umayir ro ba'ir the mevadei iser hamivazehu chom har biyosef, and the person who's mevazeh him then is even more serious. The mevad shu mucha lahar zigayse lachacham lini beitavet kavet after she say mechal roisav. Besides the fact that you're obligated to be machzik teiva, machzik him and be ne kavet because you rely on his pesach in oyd b'sipura alif divrei knus who moneya sarabi me'avodes Hashem. If a person talks negatively about Avoya Ra, so then he's causing people, he's going to prevent people from serving Hashem. Why should we go to that guy? He's not going to be able to settle it. Each one, so to say, does what he pleases. Hashem should guard us from all the serious things that come from speaking negatively about a Talmud Chacham. Chol zeh ha'isal shaloshen haru dafka lish shal pi din teira hu adayim b'chlal ha'misecha. However, the din, the iser of Lashon Hara, is on a person who's b'chlal ha'misecha. He's one of us. Dehainu im she'itcha b'teiru mitzvahs. He's with us. He fulfills the Torah and mitzvahs. Those people who you know that they are apikursim, so mitzvah leganoisam ulavazoisam bein b'fneim bein shloim b'fneim. There, there's a mitzvah to put them down so that people should not learn from them or want to be attached to them. Sigh in front of them, sigh not in front of them. B'chol mashu roy aleim shmei aleim. Anything negative you hear about, you should talk about. Tichsiv leisaynu ish esamisay. That a person is not allowed to aggravate Amisa, or veloselich rachil ba'amecha amongst your nation. V'heim einam b'chlal zeh she'einim oisim ma'isa amcha. If they don't act like an Orthodox Jew is supposed to act, so then he's not considered oisim ma'isa amcha. Shivinamun, it says, halei misanecha Hashem esna. Those who hate you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will hate. Uviskom imecha, and those who stand up to fight against you, in other words, do against the Ratzon of Hashem, Eskotat, I will fight with them. Apikuris Nikra, who's an apikuris? So we say an apikuris is somebody who doesn't agree with my shita. But he says that Apikoris Nikra, HaKoifer Batayra Ubinavua, a person who is Koifer in the Torah or in the Navua Mi Yisrael. In other words, he doesn't believe the Navua that is said. Bein B'Torah Shebichsav, Bein B'Torah Shebalpeh. If a person doesn't believe, doesn't accept that which is written in the Torah or that which is written in the Gemara. V'afilu Oimer, Kol HaTorah Min HaShemayim, Chutz Mi Pasuk Echad, Oy Kavuchoy Me'echad, Oy Gzereshove Achas, Oy Digduk Echad, Gam Hu B'Chal Zeh. And even if a person says, I believe the entire Torah, but this Kavu Chaymer, or this Gzer Shavet Halacha, that the Gemara here learns, I don't believe that. Or Digdu Gechad, or the fact that it says an extra Vav, and the Gemara darshins from this extra Vav, a certain Halacha, that's going too far, whatever. Person says that, so he's B'chlal on Apikiris. Because a person who doesn't accept the Messiah, that's an Apikiris. However, V'davkim Shomim Hem Ba'atzma Divra Apikiris. That's only if you heard it directly. Also, but somebody said that he said it, so you're not allowed to be makabel that lashon hara. So also lismachazel leganoisam bein bifneim and shleifneim. So you're not allowed to act upon it. You're not allowed to believe it and accept it. That's what it's true. Ratzarich loy leis ato lochush laatzmai v'gam lahaz ir laachirim baseiser shleischabru leis ato imoy machiz baradava. That if you hear that this person says apikursis, so then you're what you're supposed to do is you yourself should stay away from such a person, and the people who you know are hanging around that person quietly should go and say, this is a person that you have to be wary, that you don't know, you may become infected from his deus. And v'chol zeh davka b'shmi b'alma. So that's talking about if you just heard somebody said he said that. In other words, as we learned earlier, there's such a thing as that it's chuchzak, that it's established. In other words, everybody says it, not that everybody says it because one guy said it, now everybody beats him. But everybody's saying, I saw this, I saw this, I saw that. So when it's so muchzak, it's so accepted in the city that this is the way this person acts, then in that case, we're allowed to be mekabel de lashon hara. And if you're allowed to be mekabel de lashon hara, then he's an apikoros. And here the Chafetz Chaim tells us, which I think is really a wondrous, tremendous chiddush of the Chafetz Chaim, not yet, chiddush of the Chafetz Chaim. I mean, it's not a chiddush, he buys it from the Rein Yoyna, but it's not easy to understand. So the Chafetz Chaim so far said that an apikoros, there's no limits, mitzvah levazoysam, leganoysam, no holds barred when it comes to talking about the bad things that an apikoros does. Then he says, v'da'oid, but there's another thing. There's a person who's muhzik b'aveira. You know that he eats treif. He does other things. It's not an apikoros. He just has a strong yitzahar and he curbs it very little. And so therefore, in muhzik b'yir l'rosha m'dei shar aveiros, shemut avurim l'ganoisam. In other words, let's say he does aveiros that are clearly awesome. And therefore, you're allowed to be magane, such a person. You're allowed to degrade such a person. He says also this is the same din, but then he adds in and he says, doesn't say right here, 1 second. Ve'ezu murzik kol shehuskam. And he says, v'ayim ber mayim chayim ha'protim shetzorich lozeh. And here he says, but look in the ber mayim chayim to see the details, the conditions that are necessary. And he says the condition has to be, it can't be just one of a shmutz guy, it has to be that you're doing it for a toelis, etc. So it's really very hard to understand these two dargas of the Chafetz Chaim. Because the reason why you're allowed to do that is, he says many times, it's because he's not b'chlal ha-misecha. So if he's not b'chlal ha-misecha, then there shouldn't be any Yisr at all. So you see in the Chafetz Chaim over and over again that there's two levels of amisecha. There's one where a person is out of it, there's an apikoros, and then him, there's no holds barred about speaking lashon hara about a person, even if you're not doing it because you want it for a toelis, even if it's not a toelis, it's permitted. But if a person is a balaveira, not an apikoros, even though he's doing aveiras that everybody knows you're not allowed to do, so he's a mumulatiyavin. He's a person who has a strong yetzahar. He doesn't control it. We're not excusing it. So there's a mitzvah to be mevazeh him and to keep people away from such a person, etc. But you're only allowed to say that if it's not for toelis. If it's not a toelis, just you want to talk about him, then you're over the east of Lashon Hara. Even though both of them he calls not Chlal Amisecha.